forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey, it's Kathy Cuckoo.
And Patrick Owen Anthony, my confirmation name, Regan.
And this is Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys that are fucking dating and love. And we're back in this studio with our fingerless gator media personality, Adam Rapon.
Adam Rapon, Adam, tell us, when did you come out?
So, I really danced this dance of like, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm just like hardcore bisexual, which
yeah, did you have a girlfriend?
I had two girlfriends, yeah, which, okay. Yeah.
I'm jealous. I get jealous.
You're actually mad at me. You texted me and I'm like,
oh. Did you have full SCX with a girl?
Absolutely not, because I was like, I'm a really good guy. I would never pressure anyone. They're basically like sitting in front of me with their legs open. They're like, please touch me. I'm like,
Yeah. Like the lady bird, I respect you too much.
Yeah,
were you
absolutely.
Ever raised religious?
I went to church, but I wouldn't say like religious per se. It was like God is always watching, and I was kind of like, I don't know how I love that, but
it's, I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people are like into that, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Then everything changed like the first time a boy flirted with me, because I was like,
oh my God. Wait, when was that? I didn't have boys flirting with me until late in life.
22.
After his like second duplex show.
Our second, it was really, it took until after my second duplex show for the boys to come out of the woodwork. What was I going to say? Wait, so you're 22. Is gay ice skating, is this a space where, I mean, just regular ice skating, is this a space where there's lots of gays around? I say gay ice skating.
Special category.
Category is gay ice skating.
Competing in gay ice skating. And I'm just like,
that would be a good category.
Absolutely, yeah. You would kill. So I, what was the cue again?
Or are there gays like all about you when you're
The thing is that's not the case, because like everybody, like if you're a boy and you ice skate, you get teased for being gay all the time.
Totally.
So like actually there's like a huge pushback that like I skate, but I'm not gay, which I was like, that's the dance that I was dancing.
Yeah.
Going back and forth with. So there obviously are gay people, like the LGBTQs actually love skating.
Yeah. But not me, actually. For me, skating hurts my ankle. This is how I find out. This is how I find out I'm straight. I get married, have four kids with a beautiful woman, move to Minnesota.
Yeah, skating hurts my ankle. It's like crazy. Yeah. So there's like you like send us postcards. I'm like,
thank you for helping me come to realize.
Yeah, you don't even write.
Oh my god,
yeah,
damn Danielle. Just
like this, like this back and forth where you're like, no, that's not me. So there obviously are like gays, but they're not like everywhere. And so you're just sort of like, I thought this would be different, and it isn't.
Wow, interesting. So who were these boys at 22 who were coming towards you? Who were walking, who were flirting towards you?
So it was someone who was a friend of someone that I skated with, who was like, he was like a choreographer. He was like a dancer. So he wasn't a skater. He kind of came in, and then he was like kind of flirting with me. And I was like, he's just friendly. And then I realized he wasn't being friendly. And then I realized I was actually flirting back. And I had this moment to myself where it was just like short circuiting. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden I was like, all those times I was like, I'm just a good guy. I'm like, no, I'm just like a cum dumpster.
Wait, so you hooked with that person?
Yes, like it was like eventually, so like a few months later. So they were from out of town, so they came into town, and we like started chatting and stuff, and then like they left town. As I know, I hate that. So yeah, in town, out of town, as like what happens from people who are from out of town, notoriously, they leave. And so then came back. And then when he came back for that second time, then we just, that's when we, H-U'd.
Wow. Interesting.
And Wait, what's your sign? No offense.
None taken. Whoa. That's so weird. Scorp.
Oh, same.
Oh my God.
Same. When are you?
I'm 11-11.
Oh my God, hot.
I'm 10-31. But wait.
That's a great time of day too, 10-31.
Yeah, because it's full of hope.
It's a minute after I take my birth control pill.
Oh, really?
And Pat actually did that on purpose so that you never forget to take
I think it's every time I take it.
As an homage to your sexual health, like I was born on 10-31. But wait. Scorpio.
I'm curious.
Do you feel like you're such a Scorpio?
Yes and no. I'm not a very like jealous person. I say that, but actually sometimes I seethe with jealousy. So a liar, yeah. Which is, I guess, very Scorpio in itself. So yeah, I'm pretty Scorpio, but take it or leave it, I guess.
Totally. We accept that answer.
How Scorpio are you?
I'm just very Scorpio.
New segment.
How Scorpio are you?
New segment. New podcast.
How Scorpio are you? I'm very Scorpio. I'm very, I would say, a jealous person. I'm very someone who, like, I would say, struggle with holding grudges.
Forgive and forget. Somebody will be like, I burned down your house and ate your baby. I'll be like, it's like water under the bridge.
If someone eats my baby, I'm like, I'm going to have to go ahead and be mad at you for the next 300 years. But I am. And then also it's kind of like, I'm always perceiving myself to be slighted. Like I always have this kind of evil man voice in my head that's like telling me to be a little mad at everyone and like withhold.
You do kind of assume that like, but you're usually right.
The problem is
like, I don't trust that, or like, I feel like there's something up here, and like, he's almost always right.
I'm absolutely like that. I can really gauge if like it's like they're good people or if it's like a good situation. I have a really, really like, I have a really good gut.
Me too.
Yeah.
I always assume people are like really trying to help me.
Yeah, you kind of don't always have the best. Catherine, I would say, love her to death, and maybe this is even a positive about her, but I don't think you have the best always judge of character. You're always like liking people I don't like.
Yeah. Kat, what is your sign?
Lee.
Oh, wow.
So stupid, Leo. Lee.
Wait. There was an episode, and it was like one of the first Seek Treatment episodes I ever listened to.
Oh my God. Where,
like,
how did you find the pod? Because of Mish?
I found it because of Mish, and I think because I listened to an episode of Las Culturistas.
Okay, we support their work. We support their work.
Those are our girls.
Yeah. Those are our girls.
They raised us.
So I was listening.
They raised us even though I'm 3 calendar years older than both of them.
Not the calendar year. So my favorite abbreviation that I've ever heard, I'm trying to think of it. I think Kat said, so like, do you want any keys? And
no.
Like, you're like, oh, that didn't work. Kids. And it's totally like one of the most iconic things. Like, and it's another thing.
Do you want keys?
I don't want keys.
To know what your dreams are.
And I need to know more about Finnish.
Oh, I can tell you both.
Cool.
Okay, we'll give you enough rope to hang yourself.
Yeah, please. I'm finished. Finally. Keys.
From finished to finished. Sundays on CW.
Oh, straight to pilot or straight to series?
Straight to series.
Thank God. Kids, here's the thing. I've been thinking about it nonstop. I don't want them because, one, I just don't think it's in my, I don't think it's in my cards. If I were a card reader, I don't think I would see them. If I saw them, I think it would be an accident.
Mm. A lot of kids are that.
Absolutely.
But, so keep your mind open.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's extra hard with gay to have kids on accident, because you have to really make a consistent accident for like years on time before the accident is completed and you have your accident with you in your home.
Yeah. And then it shows up and you're like, were adopting a dog.
Yeah. It really has to be one of those paperwork snafus where you think you're adopting a dog.
Well, it's just crazy because like there's so many things. So it's like, one, you have to do, if you want to know if you have to do like a science child, then it's like you have to find people, or like, are you going to adopt? But like, I'll come. No, don't think so.
I say
science that, child is a good alternative to bio kid.
Yeah, I usually call it lab. I always say you could do lab.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Science child lab.
Huge fan of the pod, I do know science that child. You say lab. Wait, what so are you? It's like lab or what? What are
lab or adopted? But there
lab or adopt, yeah.
But there's famously, there was an article that I saw that someone I know saw the headline of that said gay rats got each other pregnant. And they said that once on stage.
Me, I actually had an abortion.
Yeah, you're the rat that you had an abortion. The first gay man to get pregnant has an abortion.
Yeah.
One time a lesbian told me that they were female rats. And I was like, okay. She like bit my head off. I was like, okay, it's not a competition. Like if it was a gay man rat or a lesbian rat who had kids, like this is a victory for all of us.
Yeah, like have you heard of equality? It doesn't even matter.
This is a victory for the entire LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah, it's a complete... it's like one of the biggest victories. They like talk about it at every HRC dinner. They're like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my God.
Champion equality.
During the Clinton administration. Why don't you want kids? You just don't feel like it?
Which no.
is like literally the best reason.
It's not in his cards.
So. Yeah, it's not in my cards. I just think that like... I don't know. They just seem like so much work and money.
Definitely.
And I'm already so much work and money. Just like, I need to really think about that. I think I'd just be better.
Wait, are you a little psychic?
I'm kind of psychic. What do you want to know? Yeah. I'll tell you.
No, I was wondering if you knew what was in my cards.
Oh, I think that you're absolutely going to have kids. Having never met you in person and talk to you.
Hey, honey, this is person now.
Yeah.
This is a new normal.
Normalize it. Normalize me and my fleas.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have a request. Can we please do this again in person when that's allowed?
Absolutely.
Please, God in heaven.
I wish when we were in
Let it be.
We recently were in Los Angeles, California. I didn't know you listened, or we would have reached out when we were there.
We'll get you next time.
When Pat reached out, he basically gave me, he was like, we've had these people on the show. I'm like,
I know, because I wasn't sure. I was like, we've had Michelle Collins and Bowen Yang. Smile as wide as I can into my phone on my Insta DM.
Send a selfie.
Wait, Adam.
Yeah.
So we kind of got a little bit of who were you, but now who are you now and who do you want to be?
Oh, okay, great. I keep deflecting. Who am I now? One, I'm super P of who I am, proud.
Oh, cool. I thought you were going to say private. And I was like, okay, we can end this right now.
Pissed off about who I am.
So I'm like,
I'm really pissed off about who I am.
I like who I am because I think... I learned a lot like about myself as an athlete, because you're kind of like forced to, because you have all of these like they're supposed to be like private moments, but you have them in front of a lot of people. Yeah. And you kind of have to have your biggest successes and most embarrassing moments in front of all those people, so you grow up really quickly. So I think like I learned a lot, and I feel like I learned the whole like all the right lessons from sports, because I think like everybody is so obsessed. They're like, I want to win, which obviously duh. But then when you walk away, nobody really cares or remembers. Yeah. So like you have to like get the most out of being in your sport or an athlete. And it's like you learn so many interesting things about yourself, like how you deal with pressure, how to work hard, how to like get what you want done. And I've tried to bring that into like what I'm like doing now. And I really want to do more things like in comedy. I love being funny. I love like, I just like really love interacting with people. I love performing. It's something that like I've always loved doing. And like the more I've gotten to do things outside of skating and sort of that realm, love
yeah.
it.
Okay. Would. You should come on my Instagram comedy show, Adam.
Oh my God, you
Absolutely.
Should.
Absolutely. I've seen some of them.
Oh, the live Instagram ones?
Yeah, I'm addicted to it.
Thank you. I really wish it was in person, but here we are.
I know.
But wait, I'm so curious. You talking about pressure, I'm always so fascinated by that. Like to have to do, like, how would you handle the stress of like
so
being super hard on yourself?
I was so hard, and I still am so difficult to myself. It's like my kink is just like talking down to myself.
Totally.
Us too. It's our greatest passion.
Yeah, my greatest passion is basically like looking at myself in the mirror and be like, worthless. You'll never do it. And I walk away actually like recharged.
I know.
So I think, what was I even talking about?
Pressure in sports.
Oh, like right. Becoming... Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So
you were saying
I think,
how you're trying to channel it into your new... Your
well,
new
so like pressure in sports, it's so funny because it's all relative to like what's happening. I think when you feel the pressure, it's basically pressure is what the expectations you think other people have of you. So it's not even really like, it's what, you don't want to let yourself down. So you don't want to let yourself down and just be the fear of being embarrassed. And then when you, once you get past that and you realize that like, you're only embarrassed if you feel like you came up short. But if you forgive yourself and you're just like, I'm human, I can only do my best. And if I fail at this, if I learn from it, it's not a failure. So I, that's what I learned while I was,
no, I don't want to fail,
but actually there's no such thing as it because like sometimes it leads you to a different opportunity.
Yeah. Like,
hey, go off. Hey, go off, King.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So like I was like an alternate to the Olympics in 2010. I was like, basically I'm going to be a superstar in 2014. Didn't make it and was like, it's all over for me. But then once I was like, I feel like, let me just try. I tried and it worked out so much better that I didn't go all before then. Cause like,
right.
Then I went and I was ready. Cause like Olympics is so weird because basically it's like the biggest event you can do as an athlete. It was like the only time I ever was like, went out to like center stage and was like, Britney Spears could be watching. And I never crossed my mind that she could have been before.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
But because also, like, I feel like everyone was obsessed over the Olympics because you were, like, 28 and, like, had a good head on your shoulders and were, like, funny in mm-hmm. interviews. But when you're 17, you really can't be funny in interviews, like, no, at all. It's actually like, physically impossible.
Yeah, like, they've actually a lot of experiments on it and they've, like, tested it. And, like, every 17 yeah. is
it's in the same the same scientists who brought you Pregnant Rats brought you 17-year-olds can't be funny in interviews.
They're really doing like the Lord's work over there at like
totally.
Yeah, Columbia University.
And so wait, so I need to know more about this Finnish man. So
okay, Pat, this is classic seat treatment. No, I'm just like I'm honoring you and I want to hear more about the Finnish man. It's just like I'm like, okay, tell me more about like how sports can grow a man. And you're like, who's this guy?
I'll go into both. Is Tracy the producer in here? Is she gonna cancel me for like talking too long?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay,
you're
great.
Killing.
Thank you. she said no exclamation point one
yeah that's my least favorite typo is a one instead of an exclamation
oh absolutely
no someone said I should someone in a review wrote Kat should sing less on the pod and I say you should fuck off more
you should fuck less in life
you should fuck okay so go ahead Finnish guy go
okay oh wait. I before it like leaves my brain. So like yeah, so sports really it like really helps. You guys just get like the most out of it because at the end of the day, nobody remembers if you won or lost or anything. So like how are you gonna be like a full rounded person when you come out of it? And so like basically I try to bring all of that. Like basically when I did something for 20 years, I'm trying to do something completely different. It's like kind of scary sometimes, but I just realized that like it's only scary because I don't know what I'm doing, but it's okay to not know what you're doing. Now yeah. On to boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's done with.
So my one, first of all, we have a segment that I invented called How Many Boyfriends Have You Had? Which yeah. is a really important oh, yeah. question.
Okay, I've had three kind of, yeah, like longer ones. And then I've had like, obviously dated someone for like 6-7 months and was like, are we a thing? And then they, like, I still to this day don't know if they're dead or alive.
Yeah, right, cool. Yeah, yeah. So, and we
like literally me
this,
going
on
through
this
like,
podcast.
Yeah.
On this podcast,
we think three boyfriends is a lot.
We think three boyfriends is a lot.
Really?
For me, 6 or 7 months person is real, but
I think
you don't
it's
know
real.
Yeah, yeah.
But like literally flashback to me, like maybe trying to like see obituary, see if he's in them. I'm like, is that the reason it's not desirable? Like,
and wait, so why doesn't Finnish guy move to here? What's his job?
No he offense. Will, he will move. I mean, we're like on that track. The accelerated readers track.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So we're like on that track, but like obviously, like I haven't seen him since January, but that's because of Quar.
Yeah. Totally.
How often do you normally see each other?
He does real estate.
Oh my god! When a gay does real estate, it's definitely a vibe.
Yeah, it's and yeah. And he's actually...
Did he help you pick out your new house?
He went with me because I wanted him to see it because, like, hopefully he'll eventually, like, live there.
Aww.
What's it like? What's the vibe of the house?
Actually, you guys, please, 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 when you travel back to the West Coast, you have to come over.
We need to come over. Oh, my God.
I'm making shrimp cocktail. I'm making deviled eggs.
Wait, that would be so
fun.
Sorry,
Adam. I'm making deviled eggs for your new house.
Wait, what
is
your...
I can't wait for you to see it. It's like a Spanish style, like...
Oh, that's fun.
Townhome-ish vibes.
Where is it? No, if you want to do it, don't say that maybe.
I'll tell you after. Actually, okay, yeah. I told Michelle like on an Instagram live and millions of people were watching. It's in Pasadena.
Oh, cool. Okay. I don't really understand LA geography.
Is that like west or east?
It's like east. So right now I'm on the west side. I'm like the beach cities.
Okay. Oh. Wait, a beach city is east, but I feel like the
beach city is west, baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then east would be closer east.
Oh, such a good point.
Much closer. It would be closer to New York.
Yeah, I know that's why.
Yeah, he's moving closer to New York.
He's moving closer to New York.
Yeah, you would love. You would capital.
To make it easier to go back and forth.
Yeah, I actually did that because, like, when I walk back and forth to New York, like on my daily commute, I'm like,
you
it's
get blisters.
Much closer. Yeah.
Now, interesting. And so he does real estate. What is it like dating Finnish person?
It's sort of like dating in America.
What is it like dating Finnish person?
Secret, but my favorite podcast where the host speak English second language.
We use articles as like certain parts of speech don't mean anything here.
I would say like, even though like our cultures are so similar, there's such like stark differences where basically like I will be on the phone with like any one of my friends, somebody I met literally 2 seconds ago. I'll be like, I love you. I will talk to you soon. And they don't do that. They don't even say like, I love you to their parents.
Yeah. Interesting.
But do they have hygge?
No one knows what that is.
Okay. It's hygge.
What?
It's literally hygge.
Wait, should I Google it?
Maybe it's a Norwegian thing.
Maybe. It's like all over there.
But it's Scandinavian in vibe, and it's the idea. It's a Nordic concept of coziness.
Oh, one time you told me about that.
I know. I'm literally always talking about it.
It's Danish.
Oh, it's...
Okay. Fact-checking. Impale myself on a sword. No one knew where she got the sword from. Yeah, ask Finnish person if he knows about the Danish thing I heard about once.
They're friends.
I'm completely stupid, but at least I'm hot.
Oh my God, me.
So wait, okay. And then, you know what? Is there a shred of bi in you still?
No, I think the thing that was the hardest part for me was just realizing that like, I thought all gay people had to think like women were disgusting. And I was like, I feel that way. So I must absolutely be 100% straight, no question.
Totally.
Okay, he's in love with me.
He doesn't think I'm disgusting.
Mortified. A guy who doesn't think I'm disgusting is my type.
I would like test myself. Like when I was like in my early 20s, I'd like watch straight porn and be like, I can do it.
Totally, totally. And you know what I would always think about along those lines is I remember one time I was like maybe 14 or 15 and I was watching the celebrated Emmy Award winning television show Will and Grace. And a girl like sat on Jack's lap or something and he was like, oh, gross. And I was like, I don't think that way. Totally. So I was like, I'm probably most likely straight ultimately also.
Yeah.
And that makes sense with me hating figure skating. And what was I going to say? But also when I first came out, I remember being like, I would take like one of like the most attractive girls that I knew. And then, like, one of the most kind of, like, grotesque men that I'd ever seen. And I'd be like, well, I'd probably rather have sex with her than him. So I'd be like, I'm
100%. You're, like, Quasimodo and, like, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper.
I'm actually not attracted to her.
No, I meant Cyndi Crawford.
Cyndi Crawford.
They're all commonly confused.
Pat has sex with Cyndi Lauper.
To prove I'm straight. Everyone's like, we still don't believe it.
Oh my God.
And wait, Adam, who do you want to be?
I want to be, so I've touched base on where, like, I love making people laugh. I love having conversations with people. Mm-hmm. So, like, I really want to be somebody who can connect a lot of people, make them laugh. I don't know exactly, like, what that J is. But I've been really lucky because a lot of doors have opened where I can, like, try out and discover different things. So I'm, like, figuring it out.
Yeah.
Also, I actually asked the people next door to start doing construction actually right now.
Thank
you. Because I kind of wanted, like, acoustics in the, like, I wanted a drum.
I can't hear anything.
It took you will.
There, I can hear them plugging in a drill. They're like,
aren't you and Mish doing a show together? I saw something online.
Yeah, we do. So we we did this show on Facebook Watch. Ever heard of it? It was called Relationship Rehab, and that was the first time we ever, like, worked together. I'd been on her her XM radio show before.
Yeah.
And so the first time, the first time
I know. Right, whatever. One time famously, one time I went on by myself, and then one time we were supposed to both go on, and I didn't go because I lost my wallet. I got to the train station and realized I lost my wallet, so I couldn't get on the train.
So then that's what worked out. So did you go by yourself then, Kat?
Yeah, and I'm a big girl. I could handle it. but I missed my little baby boy.
She was a little peeved.
I actually wasn't. I was just, like, glad I was there, because if it would have been just you, it would have been worse.
Totally.
She's so funny. I've never met anyone as quick with, like, a reference as Michelle.
It's crazy.
Oh my God. No, it's literally, she is one of the few people who, like, we did this show together a few months ago, and she did that PowerPoint, Pat.
At that place.
I was literally in tears, heaving
stitches.
Over. A picture of herself, her talking about a picture of herself.
Yeah,
totally. And and we also, like, had both just performed to, like, a completely disinterested audience. So she would have everyone, like, cracking up, and then she'd be like, and then she'd also, like, reprimand them for not paying enough attention to us. Like, it was heaven.
She was. So, I went to her show at, like, Joe's Pub once, and one of my friends, like, said something, and she wouldn't stop dragging the friend that I brought, and it was literally bliss. It was so funny.
I thought you were gonna be like, and it was literally Lord, like, it was like a famous
then we decided that, like, we want to go on, like, Instagram Live every Sunday, basically just as an excuse to, like, FaceTime with each other, but, like,
that's fun.
So fun.
Yeah,
it's really fun. Okay, does anyone have a crush of the week?
Oh my God, that's an incredible cue.
Can I go last?
Yeah, you definitely go last. I'm going to go ahead and have you go last. And then
I was thinking of going third.
Yeah, that works. And then Catherine, you have to leave early. You can go first.
Okay, mine's Jordan Firstman is my crush of the week, because he is, first of all, he's making me laugh online. But also, he's been one of the people who's been checking in the most during core. And I feel really connected and really happy whenever he FaceTimes me. So I just want to say, Jordan, I love you.
That's really sweet. I'll say that my crush of the week is, I will make it Katia from RuPaul's Drag Race, because I am really, there's something that's so stirring about her to me when she's in boy form, like, really relatable, like, accessible, and I definitely found myself to be having a crush towards her when I was watching that television show.
Which one? At
RuPaul's Drag Race. I literally just started watching it during quarantine.
Have you never seen it before?
I had never really watched it. I famously, like, have been outspoken about not watching it.
I haven't seen this season yet, which everyone is literally screaming in my face that I should.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think that's what happened. And I started watching this season, and then quarantine happened. So I started, for some reason, I just had never connected with it before. And then now.
Now you're spiritually intertwined.
I can't. And it's, like, so pathetic, because I've been, like, lit for it. To, in 2020, be like, you guys, you know what? Drag Race is actually good. Is like, you know? But is
your Rotten Tomatoes review of, like, that's Drag Race.
Yeah. So Katia is mine.
Okay.
Adam?
I think I would say my celeb crush of the week, I think, is the both of you, because I've this has been, like, the most fun I've had during quarantine. Never LOL'd so much.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I'm getting upset. I'm getting really upset. I'm getting really upset about that. Oh my God, thank you. So sweet. And then, should we do Are You?
Do you feel hot today?
Oh no, oh my gosh, yeah, do you feel hot today? I, you know, it's an amazing question. Do you feel hot today? It's one of the great questions of our time. And I think that I would say that I really made a last-ditch effort to throw this crew neck on, which sometimes I'm doing the pod and have this crew neck, It can really make me feel hot. And it's not quite cutting it today like yesterday. You know, ultimately my boyfriend's aunt had shipped to us 6 Cinnabons. And so at 2:30 every day we scarf down Cinnabon. And so that yesterday that happened. And so now I feel, I think in the aftermath of that, I feel not hot.
I don't feel hot because my tooth hurts. I've never had my tooth hurt, but I'm not really into that.
Which one?
It's like right there.
Oh, like a bicuspid? Like one in the front? You need those.
Yeah. What's that about? All of my ones in the back are like gone.
You donated them?
No. Yeah, I donated them to charity.
They're like the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Like, what's this?
It's $50.
It's definitely annoying.
Yeah.
Is it like, so I bleach my teeth basically like it's my religion and my teeth
I should do that.
Constantly in pain. It's wait, like the wind from talking actually makes them sore.
Do you have to go somewhere? I'm like, okay, sign me up. Do you have to go somewhere to do that? Or do you like buy it at CVS?
No,
Waitrose,
right.
Yeah, Waitrose. Because I did Invisalign because I actually had not bad teeth, but not the teeth that I actually deserved. Actually,
totally.
This is a true story. On my Tinder, when I matched with my BF, I had a picture of myself smiling wide as can be, living my best life. I facetuned my teeth. And now the teeth I have are the teeth that I tuned them to.
Aw, that is such a sweet
story. Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, do you feel hot today, Adam?
I'm going to go with, yeah, I do. Because I woke up this morning and I knew that this was going to be a Zoom call. So I washed my face. I put on a little CC cream just to color correct before I got out here. Was not going to show up with a chapped red face.
Totally.
Thought about it.
Totally, because we would have kicked you out because that would have been really bad for our ratings, unfortunately. I think we all need to like forgive ourselves with these Zoom. Because I was like beating myself up yesterday over a Zoom meeting. But it's like, with this, it's like, yeah, everyone's awkward turtle over Zoom. You
wait,
know what I
mean? Can I ask a question? Have you guys done like actual meetings on Zoom and like with like people?
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
I've actually wanted to slit my wrist, drink my blood, and then have bad blood come out of my wrist again because it was so painful.
Totally. I literally have to recite to myself, like, it's not your job to fill every silence. It's not your job to fill every silence. Like, sit in this. They have to say something. Like, and then.
Yeah.
Sometimes some people are really comfortable, like not really saying a lot. And then it's like, okay, well, I don't feel like talking anymore.
Oh, I hate an awkward silence. I'm basically like trying to juggle, do like a magic trick back here for anybody not to be like silent.
Every conversation is essentially a game of chicken and like for who can like stand the silence longer. And whoever can't is the one who has to like say something stupid and look dumb. And the person who didn't say anything like wins somehow. Anyways.
Yeah, I think... Are you guys, well, Pat, are you mad at me?
Catherine, absolutely not. I was so glad we had the opportunity to FaceTime. I felt like you might be mad at me because we hadn't spoken for a bit, but...
No, I'm never mad. I just, like, bug you when I want to talk to you, and then you finally let me.
Totally. And so I'm so glad I let you have that yesterday. And, yeah, we haven't recorded an episode in a little while, so this was really fun. And
I know.
I'm not mad at you at all.
Wait, was this...
Adam, are you mad at me?
I am absolutely not. I'm kind of completely and totally the opposite of that.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good.
I'm 100% happy at you.
I'm blissed out.
Yeah.
Catherine, are you mad at me?
Never can be mad. Even when we don't talk for 4 days, I know you're just a few pings away.
And
a few please care about me texts away from calling me. So I'm not mad at you. I've had a delightful time today. I really needed this. I was in a bad mood and I feel much better.
I know, this is so sweet.
Wait, are you guys mad at me?
Adam,
oh my God. This was heaven on earth.
You really, like, especially when you do the pod with someone you don't know, you never know what the energy is going to be. But the second you came on vid, I was like, I feel at home.
Totally. Totally.
Never be mad at you.
This was so much fun. And sometimes you really don't know when you've never met the guests. And this was so fun.
Yeah. It can be hit or miss.
Thank you for doing the pod.
I'm coming over. And we're coming over in LA.
We're literally coming over with whatever, pigs and blankets.
Oh,
it's shrimp.
Absolutely. If there aren't deviled eggs, I actually will be like,
I know. Deviled eggs, it's literally a good food.
And I'll be like, and okay. So this is Finnish person I've heard so much about. Hello.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Oh,
we live, laugh,
love. Oh, wait. Can I plug? Do a quick.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Please,
yes. Please.
So
God, I.
I I have a show coming out on Quibi, May 4th. It's called Celebrity History.
Wait, say that one more time.
Useless Celebrity History.
Fine.
Useless Celebrity History on Quibi.
Tune in. Be there,
y'all,
be square.
Gotta check it out.
Gotta
check it out. All right.
I'm excited. Okay.
Well,
love you guys.
Yeah, love you guys, love you so much.
All right.
Live, laugh, love. See you soon.
Forever Dog.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.